Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to have a conversation about work. It's already lit. All right. We're going to have conversations about what's the importance of having a job? Why do you need a job? What do I do to get a job? How do I keep the job? And how do I make the job a career? Sounds like a lot, huh? It's really not. First, let's talk about why is it important to have a job? Well, for the average man that wants to live by society's rules and want to be a good man all around, good woman or man all around, you have to get a job. That's the only way to sustain any money, you know. And money is not what makes the world go round, but it helps you go around with it. Okay, so listen to this, stoners. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to create jobs like the great Steve Jobs or the great Mark Zuckerberg or the great, the great guys who created jobs, but their creation becomes their job also. So you have to have some type of job to feed your income so you can feed your life, what you need, what you want, what you're supposed to have. Hey, your habits and your vices. You need a job to feed all of that, whether it's a job you filled out an application for or it's a job that you created. One or the other has to happen. Even when time started, everyone had a job. There were hunters and gatherers. That was your job. You was a hunter. Your job was to go out and eat. Your currency was a full belly. Not go out and eat, I apologize. Go out and hunt, and your currency was a full belly, and the village loved you. That was that was the currency back then. Love and a full belly. Wasn't that grand back then? Now our currency comes with slave owners on them, green pieces of paper. Crazy. Like, fucking money baseball card for slave owners. Anyways, that's another podcast for another day. But that's the only way to achieve those slave owners is a job. That sounded so weird. That just came in my head. I thought I said, anyways, but that's the only way to achieve the money, stoners. Okay. Now, let's talk about getting a job. Before you go get a job, sit down and think, where's your life at? Are you a 15, 16, 17, 18 year old kid living with their mom or dad or parents or grandmother or uncle or guardian, and you know, you just need a job to, you know, so you don't have to ask your guardian, can I get a couple bucks to take my girl out? Can I get a couple bucks to go hang out with the fellas? Can I get a couple bucks just to walk around the neighborhood with, so just in case something pops up, I don't gotta run back home, you know? Depending on where you're at in life depends on either you go for a job that gets you paid or a job that you can turn into a career. Now, both jobs are easy to turn into careers. Only one of them, not easy. Both jobs can be turned into careers. That's a better statement, stoners. Both jobs can be turned into careers. Only one is easy because you're getting paid. Yes, the getting paid one is very easy to, it's very easy to do. You know, stoners? It's very easy to do. Why? Because you're getting paid. Okay? When you're getting, let's just say you're getting like $1,200 every 2 weeks because you're working construction or you're working on whatever you're working on. You're getting $1,200 every 2 weeks for it. Let's just round it down to maybe 900 at the most, right? Okay, stoners, you have that. That's at least in some parts of the United States, that's rent and at least one bill. You can live off that if you make certain sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? In certain parts of the world, you know? But if you're a 15 through 18 year old kid still living with your guardian, you don't have no kids, no bills, none of that to worry about, then when you go to these jobs, instead of just getting a job to live from paycheck to paycheck, as soon as you get a paycheck, the money just burns through your pocket. You have to spend it. And it doesn't matter what you spend it on. It has to be spent now. Well, listen. No, it doesn't. Whatever you're buying will be there tomorrow. And if it's not going to be there tomorrow, the upgrade will. Huh? Am I right or wrong, stoners? Man, I want to go get that new iPhone, but I promised my budget I'll... excuse me. I promised my budget I'll put up with $200. God damn it. I get it in 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, the next upgrade of the iPhone is out. Oh, damn. Ooh, I want to go get that. So... And you start to see a pattern. No matter how long I wait, either it will be there or the upgrade will. So I'm winning either way. I'm going to still get it, probably at a cheaper price because it's been out for a while. Or if I got the coins, I'll just get the upgrade either before or with everybody. So I'm still on point. Saving is easy. So when you're a kid that don't have to worry about none of that, you go to these jobs with a plan to make your job a career. You go to McDonald's, you fill out that application, try to make your way to be a manager. Why not? They're making more money. Be a swing manager or a shift manager, whatever they call it nowadays. Okay, stoners. Then you work your way up to general manager, your GM, the one that comes in and tells everybody what to do. And then you work your way up to a district manager, the one that comes in and tells him what to do. And then you work your way into corporate. The people you call when you get pissed off with your GM or your swing or your shift manager. Always have a way to work yourself into, but I hate to say it, but yeah, into some type of form of income that can sustain, at the very least, sustain your life, if not flourish it. Okay, stoners? I want you to really pay attention to this one. This one, I'm not speaking because I got lips. I'm trying to really put y'all on game because I'm tired of seeing my young brothers and sisters, you know, dying in the streets over something very simple, you know? A couple of dollars here and there, a couple of crack dollars here and there, a couple of weed dollars here and there. It's ridiculous, stoners. So let's go get these jobs. Let's go get these jobs, okay? And let's give you some more advice on it. Once you get the job, now you got your plan. Boom, this is my plan. I'm going to work my way up. Don't worry about the outside world. Huh? No matter what job you get at, there's going to be somebody who's been there for years, huh? He got a rapport with everybody, you know? Everybody know him. He comes in late every now and again. Nobody really tells him anything. He's been there for a while, you know? The way he does the job is not the way you was trained, but nobody really tells him anything because he gets the job done. So you try to follow his way, you know, it seems easier. He gets to lay back. What you're not taking into account is the very first part that I said. He's been there for years, stoners. So he gets leeway to do certain things. He's shown the company that I have longevity. I apologize. You get what I'm trying to say, stoners? When he first started out, you think he wasn't doing exactly how he was trained? He probably did it how he or she did it how he or she was trained, huh? And then they found their own little way to do it. They way to do it, not only let them be morale wise, become a better employee. It actually got the job done. So the manager, I ain't tripping on it. That's John. He always don't use, he rarely use gloves, the steel gloves on the grill, so you won't burn yourself. But he's been here for a while and he has literally never burnt himself. So I ain't tripping on it. He's good. But you just got here. I don't know you. So build a rapport. You know how you build a rapport with people? You know how he can come in late sometime and nobody really trip? Because for the first year, he came in 30 minutes early. Give yourself that goal. Being early is on time. Being on time is late. If you're late, don't even show up. If it's important to you, you'll not only make a way, you'll make time. If a girl you've been trying to have sex with for the longest says, I need you to be at my house for 6 a.m. I only got like 15 or 20 minutes, but I'm trying to get you this pussy, boy. It's dripping right now. Nigga, you there at 4:30, be like, hey, I can probably sneak in and get some extra time in. Because it's important to you. You willing to do whatever you have to do to get in there. Treat that job like some good pussy. Because unlike some pussy, it ain't going to get you green if you do a good job. Huh? Talk to me, stoners, if I'm tripping. Tell me I'm tripping. I don't think I am, no. Talk to me, stoners. If it's important to you, you'll make time. You can't say, oh, man, I can't make it, man. It'd be too early, man. But I'm giving you money. If you do a certain job, here's some money. And that's why I tell people, depending on your situation, you either get a job that gets you paid, that you can sustain your life right now and make that your career. Or if you got the time and you're not really paying bills and you're just trying to get a job to get, well, get a job at McDonald's. And when you're at work, don't follow the in crowd. Don't follow the out crowd. Do what you're supposed to do for those 8 or 12 hours, however long you're working, then before or after the job. Yeah, stoners, do what you gotta do. But as a man or a woman, if they can't understand, yo, I'm at work now right now, dog. Come on, let's get this done. If they can't understand when you're at work, you're working, you have a goal to do in life, then they're not your friend, they're not your girl, they're not your homie, they're not your partner, they're not your round, they're not nothing to you. They're just an obstacle. What do we do, obstacle stoners? We hurdle them. We get them out the way. So if this person is an obstacle to what you're trying to do in life that's going to better you, and you know it is, why try to be cool? Hurdle that obstacle and get what you need done, stoners. This is more than work advice. This is life advice. But the name of the podcast is Work Advice, okay? Always put yourself in a position to be a boss. If he asks you to do something, take the initiative. If you see something else need to be done, do it. You're there. If you're not off the clock, you're there. So do it. Initiative shows, and I know people are going to be thinking, oh, you're being a, how you a stoner, but you're a company man. You're a company man. I'm not a company man. I'm a logical man. Yes, I'm a stoner. I'm smoking now, and I'm literally... I'm making this podcast at 5:46 Central Time, New Orleans, Louisiana, right now in the back part of my job that gets me paid and I'm trying to make out of a 30-year career. I'm 32. That means by the time I'm 62 years old, I'll be able to retire. I'm sorry, but that's a beautiful thing. I'll be right around the ripe age to see my kids be grown-ups and possibly probably having kids or had kids on their own. You know, I'm at the ripe age. I'm doing it right. 32 years old. By 62, I could retire. That's good. That's good money. That's good money. 60, yes, that's seasoned old. I'll give you that. But, I mean, 401ks. Dental health and a salary is I'm okay. I'm okay, stoners. I came in here with a plan, and my plan is working out. So that's what I want for my stoners. When you start a job, any job, I don't care what it is. If you build a lemonade stand, make sure you doing the best lemonade ever. Make sure you got options, man. I got regular lemonade. I got pink lemonade. I got this, what I call a concoction. It's lemonade, but I just concocted it out of lemonade. It's all kinds of flavors. It's an explosion of flavor. But you never know, stoners. Whatever you do, go 100% or not at all. Do it right or not at all. People say, oh, you work at McDonald's. Yeah. So what? I'm getting money right now. Who can hate on somebody getting money? It may not be the type of money you're making or you're making, but I'm making it. And you have a plan. And anything, and here's the thing, stoners, here's the thing you got to realize. Your friends always going to be like, oh, you're working at McDonald's. But there's nothing they can do that you can't do, because you got the same amount of money and live the same lifestyle they live. This guy stays three blocks away from you, but complaining or trying to rib or Jones or roast or whatever joke on you that you work at McDonald's. I keep saying McDonald's, but I'm talking about any fast food chain. I ain't sponsored here, I wish. But you know, you had Popeyes, you had, you know, Carl's Jr. or whatever, wherever you're at. Stoners, you're a busboy, and you're a busboy. Son, we're at the same party right now. Bro, we're on the same trip. And I actually got my money for myself. That's what you have to understand. It'd be different if they're doing what you're not doing. Nah, stoners. Okay? Having a job is never a bad thing. It's the people that has to do other things like illegally or have their hand out that look like bums and people that just can't make it, that just can't do it. Standing on your own two feet is never a bad thing. Never in your life, stoners, let somebody tell you that having a job is a bad thing. I don't care what the job is. You're shoveling shit right now. While listening to my podcast, you're shoveling shit. But you can go in the shower, wash that shit off, and take that clean money and go do the same thing your partner doing that works construction. Talk to me, stoners. I'm not up here bullshitting you. I'm trying to tell you something that's serious. Having a job is what you're supposed to do. But I'm not mad at it. There's a lot of things I rebel against because I'm a free thinker and I'm a stoner. My mind is open. But one thing I don't disagree with, if the world is moving, currency helps you move with it. Having no money will leave you stagnant. RIP Biggie Smalls, but he said it best. Being broke in 30, give a grown man chills. God, that line. Okay, stoners. So from me to you, please have a blessed day. I also want to say RIP to XXXTentacion. He died yesterday because of some senseless violence. Regardless of his past, the brother was trying to do good. He was doing nothing but trying to spread positivity. And I really hate that he lost his life because of some senseless violence. And the thing about it is, though, I don't even know if he was robbed or if something was taken from him. All I know is, stoners, that we lost a good one. We lost a good one. And I hate to see things like this happen, especially when a guy was in the middle of his transformation. His last post on his Instagram was, I'm going to start do a charity event for Florida. That was his last post 5 hours before he got shot and killed. I want to say rest in peace. My condolences to his family. I'll pray for you. I will literally, when this podcast ends, pray for you. And I think we just need to stop this, man. You know, gun violence, it doesn't show your stripes. It does not show your stripes. It doesn't show your real. Honest to God, from me to you, honestly, stoners and my non-stoners, if you have to use a gun for any situation, it shows how pussy you are. Guns are impersonal. You could use a gun from afar. If you have a problem with somebody, take it to that person and let God sort it out. But when you use an extension weapon to handle your problems, all you're doing is sending a hit. You are not a man. You are not a woman. You are not handling your business. Yes, you pulled the trigger, but the gun did the killing. You had nothing to do with it. You were the middleman. And I don't respect middlemen. You either getting it or you got it. That dude in the middle is a vulture. And that's what it is. People that use guns to kill our black, white, Asian, Mexican, Honduran, Filipino, Norwegian, all of our brothers around the world, brothers and sisters around the world. You pussy to me, man. Craig Daddy said it best on Friday. You win some and you lose some. But you live. You live to fight another day. Stoners unite.